بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We are on the doorstep of the month of the Quran, that is the month of Ramadan. Our sitting of here for this next few sessions inshallah is with this intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability that we recite Quran as it was recited. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to listen to the Quran as it was revealed. And that's in every classroom, that the teacher, after teaching the lesson, tells the student, just repeat to me what I taught to you. That's all. You don't have to put anything else. And as the Quran was revealed, it was revealed with tajweed. And we all know, if someone who's not an English-speaking person, and he's trying to make a sentence for you, and he's saying something in some English, now you laugh at that English also. He's pausing at the wrong place. He's not pronouncing the words correctly. So a person will, you know, you laugh at that. So Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mere fact that we are able to touch this Quran is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolutely amazing that we are able, that if we look at ourselves, we don't deem ourselves to be pure enough as compared to the speech of Allah, which is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali radiallahu anhu, regarding taqdeer, meaning our sitting of here, we should have this intention, that Ali radiallahu anhu was asked, that, O Ali, what is taqdeer? So Ali radiallahu anhu told this person, you want to know what's taqdeer? So he says, yes. He says, pick up one leg. So he's standing, he picks up one leg. So he says, okay, pick up the other leg. So he says, O Ali, Amirul Mu'mineen, how must I pick up the other leg? I only can pick up, that's all I can do. So he says, that's taqdeer. What's within your ability, you do. The rest Allah will do it. You can pick up one leg. So alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, the only personality, the only being that put it in our heart to be of here is Allah. So we say, oh my Allah, this is how much I can do. I can sit for the program. How am I going to read the Quran perfectly, correctly? Ya Allah, we make dua to you that you make this a reality, that I'm able to read Quran to perfection, inshallah. And if we make this intention, nothing is far-fetched. These are all possibilities. It's not very difficult at all. It is mentioned about Imam Muhammad rahimahullah that he's the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. So he came to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah and he says, oh Imam Abu Hanifa, I want to study by you. Jurisprudence and fiqh. You're the Imam al-A'zam of the time. You're such a great faqih, jurist, understood the Quran and hadith. I want to study by you. So he says, no, you can't study by me. Well, this is the lesson for every one of us. So he says, why can't I study? He says, you're not Hafidhul Quran. You haven't understood the Quran correctly in a study fiqh. Could become Hafidhul Quran and come back. Subhanallah. So Imam Muhammad rahimullah came back after 1 week, he's sitting in the lesson. He says, didn't I tell you that you need to become Hafidhul Quran? You can't sit in my lesson. So he says, Imam sahab, finished. I'm Hafidhul Quran. In 1 week, he made his of the Quran. Nothing impossible. We also can do it. It's possible for us. We also men. We also on planet earth. Now we all want to know the Hibs boys. See, how do you get that one right, man? 1 week Hibs. It all got to do with yaqeen and the selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khair, but inshallah, Allah can make it possible for us that we become proficient and perfect in our recitation of the Quran, inshallah. Nothing is difficult. We make dua. Today, inshallah, we just discuss two huruf. So we will go portion by portion, inshallah, in the recitation. Meaning today, we just discuss two huruf. Just two alphabets, two letters. The two letters are the Ayn and the Ha. These are the only two that come out from deep down in the throat. Meaning the exact location we don't want to discuss, the nitty-gritty and detail, but just an emphasis in pronouncing these two letters, Ayn and Ha. If a person recites Ha, that's a small Ha. Bismillahi. Ha, Bismillahi. Bismillahi. But if a person wants to recite the Ha, the difference between the Ha and the Ha is the throat. That's all. With emphasis. Bismillahirrahman. So Bismillahi. But Ar-Rahman. If the pronunciation goes normal, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So there wasn't any difference. Where's the difference? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The Ha. When it is pronounced from the throat. Similar with the Ayn. Similar is with the Ayn. Iyaka na'budu. Iyaka na'budu. From the throat. Na'budu. So it's pronounced from the throat. As compared to Iyaka na'budu. Na'budu. So na'budu and na'budu, distinct difference in the two. So just these two we concentrate on, inshaAllah. A secret, one qari, a senior qari in Qirat, mashaAllah. So we asked him, qari sahab, what's the secret of proper tilawat of Qur'an? What's that secret? So that time we were still studying in madrasa. So he said, Hafiz sahab, zor se paro, zor se paro. He said, the secret of proper recitation of Quran is recite Quran with an audible voice, loudly. Every time you read loudly, you can hear yourself whether there is that distinction in your pronunciation or not. So inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq, we recite loudly, that would come. When is reciting our Quran with the lips, a little bit of a hum, you know, voice, and a person is reading, but one is reciting it with that voice, audible, you can hear yourself, then in that manner there will be proper tajweed recitation will be more clearer, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. We'll recite Suratul Fatiha. So we will recite it, and we can all recite it in unison, inshallah, means together in a voice, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
So wherever there is a ha, let us concentrate on that and recite it from the throat.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا Amin. Amin.
So, just concentrating on the Ayn and the Ha for this entire week, inshallah, until next week. So when next week comes, we don't focus on Ayn and Ha because it's going to flow naturally, inshallah. As long as we concentrate for the next week, for this entire week, as we're reciting our own tilawat, Surah Yasin, whatever we are reciting, Quran, these two huruf we concentrate on. The next week, whatever added, then those will just flow, inshallah. Inshallah. Let us recite the surah one more time, inshallah. Ayn and Ha.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Just turn to Surah Yasin, inshallah. Surah that we are reciting every day. So it's easier for our tilawat, inshallah. Page 611.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yasin. والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم
again رحيم وديحة
تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون.
All of this, the end of the verse was all ha, easy. آباؤهم فهم غافلون. That's ha, without an effort.
لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون.
So here this ayat, quite a few of عين, ها, the first part,
جعلنا في أعناقهم عين,
the end, مقمحون with the ها, مقمحون. As compared to مُقْمَهُون, مُقْمَحُون, we should feel from our throat, inshallah.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون.
A point of caution, wherever we find in the ayah the meme written, it is necessary to stop. There's no option of continuing. وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. We have to stop there. Have to.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ لَئِن لَّمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُم مِّنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَإِن ذُكِّرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون.
What we would realize is, if we are trying to emphasize the recitation of the Ayn and the Ha, we will notice that the speed of recitation is getting a little bit slower. Meaning to concentrate and make sure you recite something, you are reading a little bit slower. Maybe how much you would read in an amount of time would be less. But there's no problem in that less, because we are bringing quality to it. Quality is more important than the quantity of it. One more page, inshallah.
وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون Sadaqallahu al-Azim.
So inshallah, for this week, we just concentrate all our recitation for the entire week, just the Ayn and the Ha. And there's a few letters, if we perfect them inshallah, we will see quality in our recitation. Every time it will be better inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdihi.